I say to invoke the inner friend. Maybe some of you, a few of you, are unfamiliar with the phrase "inner friend." It's invoking that attitude that you very frequently often have toward your friends, your children, your animals, your loved ones, where you feel love and care and respect. Welcoming. So all of us are familiar with that, with ourselves being in that way. But often that part of that person isn't turned inward to feel that way toward our body, our mind, the little ones inside, or toward any mistakes we might make. So it's learning how to give that same compassion and kindness and love and welcoming, giving the benefit of the doubt, respect to ourselves. And so when I say, often start a meditation saying, invoke the inner friend, your inner friend, it's invoking. I'm not asking you to imagine an inner friend, but to just invoke that part of yourself that is so often gives that love and friendship to others. We just usually have not even thought about turning that inward. So when we invoke that part of ourselves, inner friend, toward our body and mind and thoughts and little ones, the body and mind are able to relax. The little ones are able to relax. No one internally or externally can relax when instead of the inner friend, there's the critical voice or the impatient voice or the angry voice. There's just retreat, tension and retreat. And so when we sit to meditate at that time, we want to invoke the inner friend. And in the presence of myself, my buddhi, who is invoked in that way, the buddhi actually becomes very close to my own being, the Atman, myself, the true nature of myself. And then because of that, the buddhi itself becomes abhayam. The cause can't cause any fear or rejection. It's not in the nature of your being to cause fear in any way, or rejection, pushing away. It's not your swarupa, it's not your nature. Your nature basically is one of a very gentle, non-flamboyant love. It's a very peaceful, self-contained love. So invoking the inner friend, can check in and see how the little ones are doing. And using your imagination, letting your imagination be free to imagine. Check on how everybody's doing, and you might want to revisit reimagining some difficult situations or difficult relationship with your parents or loved ones, reimagining how you would love that to be. So if your psyche takes you in that direction, that imagination, just go ahead and go with it, and then let it have a life of its own. Let the psyche imagine in a way that is healing. Give it the freedom to do that. And if it goes astray in some frightening way, your buddhi can just bring it back and redirect it. But otherwise, just see how that relationship proceeds, and what the psyche itself is, how the psyche itself can reimagine. So I'll just let you have time to do that inner work during this meditative period. Shanti, shanti.